So there is burning. And then there is another burning, that our body is warm. Always it is warm. Because the soul and super soul are there. And that warmth is a very moderate warm. If it becomes very warm, then we have fever. If it becomes less, then we die. You know. So normal warmth is there in the body. And these seven elements of the body, you know, Tvak Charma, Mausa, Rudira, Medo, Macha, Asti, Dhatava. These are the seven elements. Charma means skin. Tvak Charma, Mouse, we have flesh. So skin is there, flesh is there. Med, fat is there. Majja, marrow is there. And then Asti, bones are there. And Dhatva, semen is there. These are seven elements in the body. And they, because of this normal heat, they are cooked one after the other. We take food, you know. So it goes into juice-like. So that juice eventually is distributed. And first it becomes skin. Then skin is cooked again, it becomes flesh. Then flesh is cooked, it becomes fat. Then flat is cooked again, marrow. Then marrow is cooked, the bones come out. And the last one, semen, you know, is the last product after all this cooking. So this is also cooking. Always we are cooked in the material. The body is cooked and the circumstances also are cooking. So everywhere we are in trouble. Either we are in trouble in the society or whatever, that anxiety, those anxieties are going on. And we come to body, our own body, it is also cooking. So this is the Yamana. And in this the Yamana condition, burning condition, he is the only shelter. Because he is self-sufficient, that's why he is peaceful. And we have to be selfish. Dhoti, you should wash yourself. Not that we depend upon somebody else. Then you become peaceful. Because we don't depend upon anybody. That's the most peaceful situation. As soon as we depend on somebody, then there is waiting period and there is anxiety also. So many, once Prabhupada was in Nairobi, you know, and he went there and somebody took his clothes for washing. So next day, they didn't bring the clothes back. So next day he took bath. And shouting from bathroom, where are my clothes? So Hare Prabhupada's clothes, where are the clothes? Where are the... Everybody is asking each other, the clothes were missing. He's being my old clothes. So somebody, he put on the old clothes. And then he went to Bhagavatam class. Or Kale, all the black. Somebody has his kurta, somebody has his dhoti. He didn't speak in. He went and he told his servant who your servant was. He said, rascal, everybody is wearing my clothes. They steal his clothes. Please. This is going on. And he was very, how much he might be controlling. He gave the Bhagavatam class and did not tell him that this is my kurta, rascal. And they didn't have clothes. So Prabhupada's clothes, somebody washed and they just dried and put on. Next one in the Bhagavad class, the brain is completely empty. This is how it is. If we could be living, then at least we'll take care of our own thing, that their kurta is there and dhoti is there. So this, everything surrounds around, that we should be austere. If you have to wash, means you have to do some exercise also, isn't it? So that exercise is also needed. So this is how this Dhyamana situation we should reduce. It is going to be there anyway. Warmth we cannot reduce. It has got to be there. Then again the anxieties also we cannot reduce. Other people will put us in a miserable condition. But in this situation, If we continuously get in touch with Krishna, then He is the Abhayankara. He makes us anxiety free. He makes us fear free. And then Apavargosi, He gives us a liberation, you know. And this Apavarga word is very nice to understand. Dekhi, in Hindi, you know Hindi language, no? Even, huh? No, can you read? You can read. So you know there are vowels in the language and there are consonants. O-I-E-E-U-U is the vowels. And then those all vowels are present in the consonants. And consonant we should remember. Ka kha ga 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 cha cha ja ja ya ta ta da da na ta ta da da na pa pa ba ba ma and so on. But these are five class. Ka class means ka kha ga ga ga. Cha class means cha cha ja ja ya. Ta class means ta ta da da na. Ta class means ta ta da da na. Pa class means pa pa ba ba ma. Here we have to take the pa class. It's pa varga it is known. Varga means class. In pa varga there are five letters. Which are those? Ma. These are five letters. These five letters, they are the symptoms of the material existence. They say pa varga is very important. And so many times the pa varga is used here. See. First letter is pa, parishram. That is the material existence. As soon as we are conceived, since then the parishram starts. Because our lump is very little and it has to grow in adverse conditions. And how, I don't know how it happened. But it happened. It's so much parishram to grow in the womb of the mother. And then the bones are created and the veins are created and these all these holes are created, the eyes and nose and ears and the, I don't know how it created and why did not they get it filled up with the rubbish in the mother's womb. I don't understand it. We don't understand this thing. It's beyond our conceivable power to understand how the child grows and how it remains alive. So these are all parishram. And then as soon as the body is grown, about 7 months we are in the womb of the mother, then we have to turn in the womb. Again change the sides and cut ourselves off from the womb so that 9th month we may have the birth. This is all parishram. Then birth is the greatest parishram. It is so hard to take birth that newborn child many times is unconscious. Inside he is unconscious because there are millions of cells are biting to the lump of delicate flesh. And we cannot scratch nothing. At the moment some germs bites us, we can scratch. But therein we can't scratch even. So without these things we have to tolerate. So we go unconscious in there. So this is all parishram. Once he takes birth, again parishram. Because he doesn't have vacha. He can't speak. He cries. Maybe the mosquitoes are biting him, that's why he's crying. Or maybe he is hungry, that's why he's crying. We think that he's not well. So abnormal medicines are poured in. I heard the day before yesterday, the child was 10 years old and he had a congested chest. Now in our tradition, in Vedic tradition, the newborn child is given in the evening some, they will just rub soont, you know, this dry ginger. Then they will rub the cinnamon, they will have the cardamom, and this they give him. So it's a nice cure. But now that child was given antibiotic. He said, baby antibiotic. Man, antibiotic is antibiotic. It doesn't matter whether it's baby or human. This is our ignorance here. And how much klesh, again, how much parishram, this is material existence. And under the name of the advancement, you have committed so many parishrams. So many parishrams. I can give you the 1001 examples. Till we die, it's all parishram. And anguish. This is power. Then power, because of excessive parishram, the fan comes out of our mouth. foam. Now the horses, formerly horses used to run for miles together and the foam will come out of their mouth. We are also in trouble and always the mouth is full of foams, you know. So we have to wash and we have to brush and we have to just to clear the foam. Then ma, pa, 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 ba, ba. And with all this parishram, we are always afraid that I may be falling down anywhere, some disease may occur, or my mother may go away, or my father may go away, our business may stop. All these worries are there. Always bhayankar. Pa, pa, ba, ba, and then ma. And somebody will tell that, all right, I'm ready to undergo parishram. I'm ready to have fame foam out of my mind. Or it doesn't matter, I'm afraid. But then in this position also you can't continue. Pa, pa, ba, bandhan. You're always bound. You open the shop, you have to sit there from 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock. You have to buy the goods. If you don't employ anybody, you have to carry everything. You have to arrange everything. You have to do everything in the shop. You do service, again you are integral. So this is always we are doing. Bandhan is there. Pa, pa, ba, bha. The bha is there. And in this condition also, we cannot survive long. Mrityu is there. So this pa, pa, ba, bha, ma is the sign of the material existence. So pavarga always shows the material existence. And apavarga, that which is not pavarga, is apavarga. That is the liberation from the material existence. Then in apavarga, there is no parishram. We got up early in the morning, that was a bit of parishram. Otherwise there is no parishram. Then foam doesn't come out of our mouth. Then we are not bound. We are free, you know. Big places there, our temples are very big. They move about carefree. Bit of seva here and there, you know, and freeness. Then bhaya is not there. And mrityu also we conquer. We are ready to die. It's a gradual process. So we are in this body, leave the body and go to another. This is how everything becomes very easy. That is apavaragosi sausrute. Please understand this. And this is a nice prayer in one verse. Always we should do this. Krishna Krishna Mahabhavo, Bhaktanam Bhayankara. Then next line. Tomeko hidaye mananam aparugavargosi samsrute. It's very easy, is it? Krishna, Krishna twice. Because Arjuna was afraid. Do you know the situation in which this verse is spoken? That's it. You're correct. Ashwatthama released the asura. When the Ashwatthama had murdered 10 sons of Draupadi, and Krishna and Arjuna, when they knew, they wanted to follow him and kill him. So Krishna and Arjuna was running in the chariot. Ashwatthama also had chariot. So he was going very fast. Then it so happened, because of the speed, Ashwatthama's chariot broke. So he started running on foot. So Krishna and Arjuna also started running on foot. And then Ashwatthama saw that now there is no way, but he will be arrested. So he released the Brahmastra. And his father had taught only how to release, not to retract. He didn't know about the retraction. So as soon as the Brahmastra was released, Arjuna was blinded, you know. He didn't know what is happening. He was completely perplexed. The more afraid we are, we chant more names of God. So Krishna, Krishna. This way he double says. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhavo, Bhaktanam Bhayankara. You give the fearlessness to Bhaktas. Tamayko Dayamanana, Vajalrata, Agni Asrit. Meri Agni Shant Karnara Tu Hi Hai. Apar Rugosi Sanskrite. Repeat. Krishna Krishna Bhaktanam Bhayankara Tameko Dayamanana Rusisam. Krishna Krishna Mahabaho. Bhaktanam Abhayankara. Tumeko Dayamananam. Abhargosi Sanskrite. Now close it. Switch it off. Now switch it off. Krishna Krishna Mahabaho. Krishna Krishna Mahabaho. Very good. Very good. Yes. Krishna Krishna Mahabaho. Bhaktanam Abhayankara. Tume Kodayamananam. Kodayamananam. Apurvosi Sanskrite. Krishna Krishna Mahabaho. Nam Abhayankara. Tanam Abhayankara. Tameko Dayamananam. Tameko Dayamananam. Osi Sansurde. Sansurde kaha gaya hai, dekhi. Do minute ka karte nahi ho, ab kya kare? Yes. Mahabaho. Bhaktanam Abhayankara. Dayamananam. Sanskrite. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.